Well, it appears that a glacial dammed lake has let loose. When did this happen?
The indications are it happened, it actually started on Tuesday around 1 p.m. or noon, somewhere in there. And last time this release was actually 2 years ago.
There's a Scandinavian word that I've never been able to pronounce that is the word for these things. And it happens kind of regularly where there are ice fields and glaciers and such. Is that right?
That's correct. It's called a jokulsalp. It's a Norwegian or Swedish name for glacial dam lakes. And in this case, Snow River Glacial Dam Lake has a tendency to release every 2 years.
So what does that mean for people downriver?
Well, it looks like right now, Snow River, if you look at our webpage, you can see the Snow River is climbing just above action stage right now, and we're expecting, which is 12 feet, and we're expecting to go to around 14 feet at this point. And that, again, is only action stage. We're not expecting for it to reach flood stage at this point. And the only thing that really is impacted is the Primrose, the road to Primrose Campground here. If anything was to flood, we've been in contact with DOT, and they haven't seen any water go over the road there to the campground as yet.
Okay. Now, the flood watch is in effect through Monday. Is that because of the amount of glacial water that's coming down, and in addition to the amount of rain we're getting right now?
Yes. Over the weekend, I think things are going to be complicated by the rainfall that's going to be coming in. Models right now are predicting anywhere between 5 and 7 inches of rainfall over the storm period, which is through Sunday. So it looks like the volume of water that we've been able to get from pilots is such that it's going to be increasing to above action stage. But then it's complicated by the fact that the rainfall is going to be coming in. So that's why we sent out a watch yesterday and continues through the weekend.
Okay. How close to a warning is this going to get?
If the water continues, we're going to kind of extend operations here at the River Forecast Center. If we get the indications that things are getting a little more serious with the inputs from rainfall, then we might be going to a flood warning. But at this point, we're not going to go that route, but we're going to just give people a heads up with a watch at this point.
Mm-hmm. Do Kenai Lake and Skelak Lake have a moderating effect on these sort of things?
That's good that you brought that up. They do have a moderating effect. And again, the first impacts you'll be seeing is along the Kenai Lake there as the road goes into Primrose Campground. Once the water gets down through Kenai, after it modulates a little bit and then to Skelak, there's not as much impact. So at this point, we're just keying on the water up there at along there on the Kenai Lake and along Primrose Campground Road.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed these things sort of happen around this time of year. Is it just because of it's had all summer to melt or warm up?
Exactly. It's been 2 years for this thing to fill up again with snow melt and rainfall, and its timing is uncanny at this time of year.
Wow, and of course, September is the rainy season.
Rainy season, we're in it, we're right in the heart of it.